Bowie. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. 6:37, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Creamer? No creamer? Okay.
Okay.
Who wants cream? All right, no cream. Anyway, it is time for your rock news and rock history. Let's do it.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
And, of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Nailed it. You nailed it like a split hog. You know, a lot of stuff has been going up for auction for Kurt Cobain. And the latest and by far the smallest Kurt Cobain item is going to go to the auction block is one of his guitar picks. The Dunlop Tortex. Yeah, the Dunlop Tortex 60mm plectrum has been authenticated as one of the late Nirvana guitarists used on stage by his guitar tech, Ernie Bailey, and comes with a letter of provenance and certificate of authenticity. Bids start at $400 for the pick, which is expected to auction off anywhere between $500 to $700. You can head over to Gotta Have Rock and Roll for any additional items in the current auction, but the block closes on July 31st. You know, for a diehard fan to add something like this to their collection really isn't bad. I think we were talking about his sweater ended up fetching like, I don't know, $30,000. His guitar got up there and everything. So
when you're talking about the pick, I was wondering about the final price it's going to go for. You know, I agree. $500 to $700. I can wrap my brain around that. Some of these things, though, I thought you were gonna say like, yeah, dude, it went for like $1 million for this pick. I'm like, it's a pick.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, it's a pick.
Luckily, they didn't go too crazy on this one. So that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good news for any collector out there. So it seems in line with what it is, the size of it. So
I just say if you're famous, right, and you kind of know, you're like, all right, I'm famous enough. If I pass away, like a guitar pick of mine is going to be worth blah, blah, blah. I just like start giving stuff away to people that I like really liked, you know, hey, you know, just keep this. And when I kick the bucket, you could sell it for a lot.
That almost isn't good, though. You only have to do a little bit because there's a reason why Muhammad Ali's signature really isn't worth that much is because he'd sign it all the time. The more rare the item, the more valuable it is.
That's why you got to do it for just like your close friends, family, and like, you know, that tight niche group of people.
Hunter, I'm going to leave you a lock of my hair just in case. You're getting a lock of my hair.
Good, because I had trouble starting my fire the other day. That'll work perfectly.
You know, you're a real piece of trash. You're a real piece of trash. So, like I said, if you're looking to expand your collection, just head on over to, again, Gotta Have Rock and Roll. And now, who knows? You could own this pick.
Now, a lock of Wayne Newton's hair is a little different.
Beverly. Beverly, I gave you some of my hair. Please sit down and have some spaghetti. Beverly, take my hair, please.
So tan and so Botoxed. It's great.
Beverly, believe it or not, my hair is this black all the time.
You're like 90. How is your hair that black?
Beverly, don't ask questions. Just take the hair, please. I'm Wayne Newton, and I want you to have it. I'll give it to you over a nice spaghetti dinner.
You know, I'll always lean into the Wayne Newton, man. Yeah, I love the Wayne Newton.
Love me some. Everybody loves Wayne Newton. Beverly, Beverly.
That's the only time somebody in real life could just break out into song, and I'm like, all right, I'll stick around for this one. It's Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton's allowed, he has a presidential pardon, to sing at any time. Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
We went from a Kurt Cobain pick to Wayne Newton somehow.
That's what we do. Big day. Now, I will say, I have two of them. So tomorrow is the 40th anniversary of Back in Black being released. We talked about that yesterday. So, if it was today, we'd talk about that. But, you know, another big day for all of us metal fans out there. On this day in rock history, 1990, Pantera released Cowboys from Hell. It was their first major label release. Oh, my God, I love that album.
I don't think anybody that hears that song for the first time is like, oh, I don't know if I... Dude, that song, that riff in that song is just insane. It's one of my favorites.
The whole album is awesome. Dimebag Darrell, Vinnie Paul, just crushing it. Phil Anselmo, just, listen to the list on here. As far as, like, metal, like, hard, heavy metal albums are concerned, it's so good. You got Cowboys from Hell on there, Primal Concrete Sledge. You have Shattered. Oh, Cemetery Gates.
Oh, God.
It's unbelievable. Dude, you put that album on and you will literally burn something to the ground.
Yeah, they were definitely in their prime right there. That was their prime.
Yeah.
I think when they made that album, they were like when, you know, Metallica made the Black Album. It's like, this might be it, guys. This might be the top of the Michael Jordan 1997 Bulls prime here.
Yeah.
So let's make it count.
And they did, man.
Let's go for it.
God, I love that album, man. Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.